again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 62 of a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the HKP years since 1946. In 25 years behind these microphones, Frank L. Fitzsimmons told you of the early years, and so I call this then simply Where Fitz Left Off. And today, the story of the Hendersonville Skylarks, our only ever professional baseball team. The one question I forgot to ask Tom Osborne when we were reminiscing about that first and only professional baseball team owned by his dad, and which played in 1948 and 49, where did the name Skylarks originate? There was a movie by the name of Skylark, which played the day before Pearl Harbor Day in 1941 at the Carolina Theater. It starred Ray Milland and Claudette Colbert. But being the totally dedicated sports fan that T. Lee Osborne was, I doubt if he ever went to see many movies. But back in 1948, sports promoters from Marion, Morganton, Forest City, Shelby, Lincolnton, Newton, Conover, they were trying to put together a Western Carolina League of Class D baseball. And someone got in touch with T. Lee, the father of Tom, the grandfather of Lee, and the founder of the Oldsmobile dealership here. There was no greater sports fan on earth than T. Lee Osborne. He quickly got hold of a friend, Judson Minyard, another Olds dealer down in Anderson, South Carolina, and also the Petersons in Asheville, who ran the Army stores back then. And they formed the Hendersonville Skylarks, Incorporated, and play was to begin in April of 1948. T. Lee became president and hired a fellow by the name of Charlie Mundy as coach. The seven teams began sending out press releases for tryouts in this brand-new minor league professional organization, and Tom Osborne told me this spring that back then, North Carolina had more minor league teams operating than any other state in the Union. Just a short time later, players began arriving from all up and down the eastern seaboard, and tryouts went on every day at the Hendersonville High School athletic field. While the formal season would not open until April 30th, 1948, Mundy and the other teams played exhibition games until the last week in April, when the roster of each team had to be limited to 15 players. Doesn't sound like a lot of people until you start trying to meet that weekly payroll in the league, which included the Marion Marauders, the Morganton Aggies, the Forest City or Ruthven Owls, the Shelby Farmers, the Lincolnton Cardinals, the Newton Conover Twins, the Lenoir Red Sox, and the Hendersonville Skylarks. I remember going to meetings to discuss radio play-by-play coverage of this league in the offices of WJIR. That stood for John I. Rabb. For this seventh child professional baseball play, boy, heady stuff. The last week in April, Charlie Mundy announced his lineup would include Big Jim Gudger from Candler. Now, Jim had played earlier for Rocky Mount. That was another league. And among the fables and tall tales surrounding that old Skylark team, it was known that Gudger could throw a ball like a bullet, but was from time to time a wee bit on the wild side. In one instance, they say, Jim had had the ball in the dirt. He'd next thrown it over the catcher's head. He'd almost been the guy twice. And Coach Mundy strolled out to the mound and said, Now, Big Jim, you just settle down. I know you can hit that strike zone. I have all the confidence in the world in you. Coach Mundy turned and started back toward the dugout and stopped suddenly and turned and said, Now, Jim, I have confidence in your control, but if you don't mind, you wait till I'm in that dugout before you throw that next pitch. Most everybody who was around here for that 1948 season would remember Joe Plick. He played first base. He was from Bound Book, New Jersey, and would later give up pro ball and concentrate on his career with the Acosta Paper Corporation. He'd raise a family here, including two sons who attended Hendersonville High School. There was Vern Dusty Rhodes, played with Rocky Mount before coming here. Ray Miller played second base. He was in the Georgia-Florida League earlier. And at third was Tommy Holcomb from Asheville. In the outfield were Les Bangs from Norfolk, Virginia, Burrhead Whitten from Hot Springs. Burrhead was one of the more active officials in football and basketball officiating after his career with the Skylarks had ended. And then there was a Pete Hendershot from Somerville, New Jersey, at 27, the oldest man on the club. Burl Gilbert from Cadillac, Michigan, Norman Ayers from Swannanoa, Fred Witek or Witek were the other pitchers. Now, try as he did, President Lee Osborne couldn't get the lights up at the fairgrounds in time for the opening of the first season, and only when they played on the road were they under the lights. Plus, the grandstands at the fairgrounds were built for a racetrack, not for a football stadium. And there were other problems, too, which will be remembered tomorrow by this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to be born here, the good sense never to leave him with the job he's loved all of his life, Sursum Corda, as we approach the next 50 years.